Physicians charged in Matthew Perry's death can still prescribe medication. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 18, 2024. The two physicians who were charged in connection with beloved Friends star Matthew Perry's death are reportedly still allowed to prescribe medication. Doctors Mark Chavez and Salvador Plasencia, who were charged with illegally conspiring to supply ketamine to Perry, can still prescribe medication to any of their patients, just like they did for the late actor, according to TMZ. While the California State Medical Board launched an investigation into the doctors, the agency kept their medical licenses active and has put zero restrictions on them. Both licenses are current and active, and the board has not imposed any restrictions on them, the California State Medical Board told TMZ. In addition to the two doctors, three others were also arrested on Thursday. Josephine Songha, whom prosecutors allege is a drug dealer also known as Ketamine Queen, Perry's personal assistant, Kenneth Iwamisa, and the actor's friend Eric Fleming. Chavez, meanwhile, has already cut a deal with prosecutors in the case, pleading guilty to conspiracy to distribute ketamine, TMZ reported. Prosecutors say the doctor admitted to selling the drug to Plasencia after he obtained the ketamine by writing fraudulent prescriptions, the outlet added. Plasencia, who has not pleaded guilty, is charged with conspiracy to distribute ketamine, distribution of ketamine resulting in death, possession with intent to distribute methamphetamine, and altering and falsifying records related to a federal investigation, TMZ reported. Court documents also note that Plasencia called Perry a moron in a text to Chavez, and wondered how much the actor would pay for ketamine. As Breitbart News reported, Perry was found dead underwater in his hot tub at his Los Angeles home on October 28, 2023. The Los Angeles County Medical Examiner's Office later listed the Friends star's death as acute effects of ketamine. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.